Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loweda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loweda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loweda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loweda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Welcome to the Cross in Kerrville radio show today. Here's Loweda Rashke, and she's got our guests that we had last week again. And Loweda, these are great people, so there's tons and tons of stuff that we can talk to these folks about. And we're talking about Randy and Susan Reed.
Absolutely. They are both tour guide chaplains at the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, and they have wonderful stories of what God has done at the cross and that they've been able to be a part of. And Randy is actually our maintenance supervisor up there and works for the Lord doing all kinds of things. If they're not, I mean, he's kind of like undercover there, you know. He kind of just sneaks in there, and they don't realize they're going to get hit with the glory of God and get ministered to because he's over there cleaning, picking up trash.
He flies under the radar.
Flies under the radar, and God just zips him right in there and just does amazing things. Welcome to the program, Randy.
Welcome, Randy.
And Susan.
Good to be back.
Yes, yes. Well, I have heard a bit of your story Susan, about the 27th suicide that was thwarted at the garden. There's been so many people, they go up there, many come up there that are desperate. And I know I even had the joy of praying for someone that had the gun loaded, the suicide note written, and her friends took her to the cross, call me, can you meet us up there? And the woman met the Lord, had such a divine, powerful encounter. The power of God came down, the Shekinah glory. She was set free in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because there's the place is just saturated with the anointing and the presence of God. And so tell us how God also thwarted the 27th suicide.
And I didn't even know that it was happening at the time that it happened. It's all about trust and obedience. And, you know, God tells us to pray specific. And so that day, I knew that I wanted to go up to the cross, but I only had time between 6:15 and 6:45 because I had to be somewhere at 7 o'clock. And so I said, God, please bring the people that you want for us to pray for, the people that really need to know you better, Lord, please let them be there at those specific times. And so I got to the cross at 6:15, myself and the two grandchildren, ages 11 and 13. And we went and we started praying for folks. And it was beautiful. The people expressed that, yes, I needed the prayer. So that was confirmation from God. And then I saw four people that were sitting over to the side. And I could tell that the young lady that was sitting down on the ground had been weeping, but I didn't really know why. And so, of course, as always, I just said, Holy Spirit, speak through me. Just move me out of the way and say exactly what this woman needs to hear. And I began to pray, and I just became so filled with the Spirit. And there was just this hush, just this complete silence. And we prayed, and you could tell that they received it well. They were very, very gracious and said, thank you so much. You just have no idea what you've done here. And so we went on, we got to where I needed to get to, and God had brought the people, and I was excited and I felt good. And then the next day, Randy came home from work and he said, did you know that that woman that went there yesterday was had gone there to commit suicide? And I said, no, I had no idea, but God knew. And so she said that the prayers that she received from the Holy Spirit that day had just filled her so much that it just changed her right at that moment.
Praise God.
And that she just surrendered to our mighty God. And I felt so privileged and honored that God would use me in such a powerful way. And I was just so thankful. And I still to this day pray for that woman. And I pray that she's just still so filled and she stays in the path and that God just lights it so brightly for her. So, you know, when you trust and obey and just, I mean, there's just something about the cross. There's just, it's just a beautiful place that just invites God. It just invites God. And so I spoke to the gentleman that was the head of the ministry, that the other people that were there with her. And he also, you know, just confirmed that, yes, that this woman was very moved. And I was just very happy, very joyful.
You know, I hearing you tell that story, it just brings home to me how important it is to hear the Holy Spirit.
Oh, my goodness,
because it
sir.
Was divine setup. I mean, it was a certain amount of time. You had to be there at the right time for that lady to be there. You had to have been sensitive to the Holy Spirit and gone, been obedient and gone up to the cross and were willing to stop and talk to someone, minister to someone. You had no idea the eternal fruit by that act of obedience and being quick to obey. Thank you so much for that. What a change.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, you don't know.
Right.
To God be all the glory. And God had already prepared her heart to hear what the Holy Spirit had to say.
Yes.
Isn't God good?
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And he has encounters like that all the time up there, you know, at the garden. And so, Randy, how did you find out that she was going to commit suicide?
She had notified the office down there the next day that she was delivered from that demon of suicide.
Praise
that was trying
God.
To attack her, and her life was changed.
Yeah.
And because of that prayer that day. And you just never know what the people that come there to that cross are dealing with. Mm-hmm. Some come as tourists. There's been drug addicts that have given up drugs up there, heroin addicts given up drugs. Many people have attempted to go up there to commit suicide, and the Holy Spirit just meet them where they are and not let them do it and turn them away from that path and renew their life. It's amazing. Mm. So you have to be sensitive to what's going on in people's lives, because you just really don't know what's going on.
And it can't ever become routine. Because you're up there, you see people coming by, you know, over 100,000 a year, that you can kind of become numb to that. I would think, especially since you're up there almost every day, Randy, you could just kind of become numb to that, or I'm going to get my work done. But no, you are listening for the Holy Spirit to say this one, that, stop, talk to them, minister to them.
Yes, ma'am. I have to watch that, because I've been praying with everybody and I wouldn't get anything done. So. It's amazing what God has done in our lives since I've been up there, and we've been a part of the cross. And God's word says, if I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And that's what he's done. That cross is lifted up. And we know what happened on the cross. It's where they crucified our Lord. And he is drawing people up there to that mountain to have an encounter with him, living God. And it's just awesome to be part of it.
He sure is. And, you know, since it's not a church, you know, it is not your typical way of evangelism. I mean, Max Greiner, the designer, the architect, he really had a vision from the Lord. It's the eye gate evangelism and the word on the tiles and up in the cross, you know, and it's all those things that's beautiful that draws people to the Lord, to accept the Lord, that would never, ever darken the door of a church.
Very personal, very intimate experience. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the way God is. He's personal and he's intimate. You know, he died for you.
Thank you, Lord.
The whole world, but he died for you. And there's no other place that you can find that, that you can really come to that understanding, I feel, than up there on that mountain in such a beautiful way.
You know, it's interesting you're saying that about the symmetry of things, because when you get up there the first time I came, I thought the whole thing was about the cross. It's a big cross. Well, that's a neat thing. But as you get to know and you see the tiles and you see the statues and you see everything, the gardens and all this stuff, you realize this is part of a Swiss watch. It's like all put together very intricately, and there's no human being that could have thought on how to put all this together without the inspiration. Mm-hmm. And all you got to do is look around. It's put together very, very, very special, way beyond an average person's ability to put all these things together. So it has to be a God-inspired deal. Yes.
And it also demonstrates how good our God is, because everything up there was built through donations, and God touches people's heart to give. They give a little bit, they give a lot, they give what they can, and they listen to his voice. And that's the way that the place has been built, through many people's sacrifice and giving, and that's the way it carries on today. And Max's vision for the place isn't over yet. It's ever
it's
growing.
It's only the beginning.
Yes.
Right. Just praise God.
And daily producing fruit.
Yeah.
Daily.
Every single day.
And fruit that we don't even know about, because not everybody will fill out a visitor's comment. Not everybody's going to tell you that their marriage was falling apart, that they were going to commit suicide, that they have cancer and they're not expected to live but another 2 or 3 months. They're not all going to tell you what happens, but just from all the comments that we are getting, it's over the top. It's abundant fruit, eternal lasting fruit.
Yes.
And I only see it accelerating. I only see it multiplying and increasing, you know, what God is doing up there. I mean, Max is a pretty smart guy, I'll tell you, but he could not have figured all that out. He could have not put all that together.
I thought the same thing when I first met him.
I went up there
and I thought, you know, he is a pretty sharp guy, but he couldn't have done all this.
No, it was a heavenly download. Like Moses built the tabernacle according to the heavenly pattern. Well, I believe that God gave Max a heavenly pattern of the tabernacle or the temple today on earth, and it was downloaded from heaven just the way he wanted it. So God gets all the glory, gets all the fruit.
Amen.
But he had to have somebody be obedient, and thank God Max was, and all the people
Max,
has come
he's
together.
He's the first one to tell you it came from God.
Right.
Because that was one of the things that impressed me about Max when we first met. Because when he first told me, I met him at a party that his niece invited me to,
And when he started telling me all this, I'm like, I don't think he wasn't telling me the truth.
But, it's too much.
It was coming real quick and very passionate. I'm like, this can't be all true. Uh-huh. And sure enough, there's this cross.
It is true. I know.
And there's this land and it's all paid for.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just like he said.
Yeah. Given by God. And all of it miraculous and miracles still happening. You know, I think there's such a hunger in the world today for the supernatural.
Yes.
There's a hunger for the miraculous. And of course, there's a counterfeit that the enemy puts out there, right?
Right.
That the enemy does with horoscopes.
Puts
or
it
whatever.
Out there and makes it seem like it's from God, but it's not.
But it's not. It's a counterfeit of the real thing because there is real miracles, signs, and wonders.
And this is one of the places that they're happening.
Yeah, that you can encounter God for yourself personally or your family or for someone else, but you can come up to another dimension and experience the miracles of God because he has not stopped. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
Randy and Susan, I'll ask both of you. You've had all these experiences up there and you've seen all these things happen. Do people ever doubt you and say, not really? Do they? You ever get that?
No, they haven't.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe they're looking at Roy.
Who are you hanging around with?
You're a charlatan.
I usually don't speak about the signs and wonders. I let them show up for themselves.
Yeah.
They do.
There you go.
Susan, what about you?
Yes, I did have someone that was just a little hesitant and there's, well, yeah, I want to go, but you know, yeah. Okay. So, I had some friends that came from East Texas and, I went up there to meet them and just the experience of watching someone be so filled with the Holy Spirit that really this young man, he was in a car accident that, he had a TBI, which is a traumatic brain injury. And, we gathered and held hands underneath the cross and we began to pray and the Spirit of God just overwhelmed and took us over. And this young man began to just shake. His hands couldn't be still. And he just had this heavy sigh like, oh. And his mom did too, who is my very close friend. And when they left and they reported back to me, they said that it was just one of the most amazing experiences they've ever encountered in their life.
What an experience. Yes. Well, listen, Randy and Susan Reed, thanks again for being on the show with us
today.
Thank
you so much for having us.
And of course, Loetta Roschke. Loetta, how do people reach us in case people are listening? They want to find out more about the cross in Kerrville.
You can go to thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or you can call the office number at 830-928-7774.
And you can donate money. You can get involved as a volunteer. And how do they reach you about your ministry?
Loetta.org, Loetta.org.
All right, Loetta Roschke, Randy, and Susan Reed, thank you for being on the Cross and Kerrville show this week. Here's Don Kennedy with Vistra's comments.
Hello. So Gooch Cook from San Antonio said, Max, it is I who thanks you, sir. You and Sherry are the victors in presenting the world. Your manifested vision. I am learning what a hard-fought battle it has been. I am so grateful for your faith and perseverance. I can see why Lucifer is so afraid of the cross in the garden on the hill. It has been, is, and will remain such a powerful inspiration to not only Christians, but the abused and wounded, those who need to renew faith and know there is abundant love and hope readily available for the asking. May our Heavenly Father continue to rain His abundant blessings, peace, and protection on you and your family. Peggy said, thank you, Empty Cross folks. I left some money with a note in the donation box about the Hope statue. I asked to please not receive a form letter, which is usually sent, and I received an amazing letter from the lady who created the statue, Beverly Paddleford. Thank you so much. Yes, I will be calling you to talk with you. I truly appreciate all your prayers in this holy ground, for He is here where it is holy. May God's graces and blessings and exceeding amounts be poured out on the folks who come to this mountain. Paul Pula from India said, my visit to the Empty Cross has certainly enlightened me and strengthened me to go strong with a similar project that I am planning to set up in India. I will certainly be requiring your able assistance in the coming future, and I shall be in close touch with you. Judith from San Antonio said, I love the cross. Our home ministry goes several times a year. We take communion under the cross, also with anyone else there with us. To God be the glory. To you who built it, we thank you and bless you and all you do. Thank you. Brad Hawkins on TripAdvisor said, unexpected blessing. This is a beautiful place for reflection and prayer. The sculptures, Bible verses, prayer rocks, and stunning views provide comfort and peace. It is a lovely place to visit and renew your relationship with Christ. Well worth a visit. FM Perez from San Antonio says, it is awesome, lovely, and you feel the Spirit of the Lord. And Christina Alvarado of Kerrville said, very comforting and peaceful place. Thank you.
We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.